This message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Victory Inheritance Ministries, the City of Hope. As you listen, may the Holy Spirit minister to you in the simplicity of the Word of God.
Every side grant you depth and cause you to be a testimony in that land that you are. Why? Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God owns everywhere, and so wherever the sole of your feet shall tread on, he gives to you as a possession. Take dominion on that land in the name of Jesus. Amen. Believers don't manage, because from Genesis to Revelation, there's no war like manage. It said we should take dominion. And so therefore, as you enter this week in this month of May, the Lord grant you dominion. Amen. Take charge of every situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Wave those hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians and chapter number 15. The letter of Paul to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I want to read from verse 10. Verse 10. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. By what? By the grace of God. I am what I am. I would like to hear the tune of that keyboard, sir. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. May the grace and the love of God over your life, may it not be in vain.
Amen.
I say, may it not be in vain.
Amen.
I say, may it not be in vain.
Amen.
The grace of God that is bestowed over my life, St. Paul said, it's not in vain. But, underline the word, I labor. I do what? I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet, not I. But the grace of God which was with me. In John chapter 3 verse 6, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, optional, believeth. Believing is doing. If you believe in me, you will love me, you will bless me, you will seek my best. That's an evidence that you believe in God. Whosoever that believeth shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God has not come to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation that has come, that the world has rejected light and embraced darkness. I'm talking about the love of God, his grace. I looked at dictionary. I want to quote precisely. What is love? It said an expression of one's affection. Love is an expression of one's affection. So love is not just that four-letter word, L-O-V-E, whether in capital or small letter. It is not what you write, it's what you express. So God expressed his love by sending his only begotten son to come die for mankind. Gone somewhere. And grace is defined by the dictionary, Oxford, that grace is a favor, I love this, rendered by one who need not to do so. Did you understand? A favor that is rendered by someone to you, even when it's not supposed to do so. That's grace. Why? Favor is the expression of God to mankind. Bible says, shall we continue in evil while this grace abound? God's love was captured in Isaiah 53. Can I have that on screen? Isaiah 53, quickly, from verse 1. The love of God to mankind was expressed. Verse 1, Isaiah 53 says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form and God and comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. This is what a man put on himself, so that you will not take this nature and this appearance. Where am I going to? A lot of us takes the love of God and his grace for granted. Just like those 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25 who were expecting the bridegroom. The Bible says 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. What foolish that they took the bridegroom coming for granted. And so they wasted their time in doing what they are not supposed to do. And when the bridegroom came, he tarried and the oil on their lamp dried up. And then went to get one before they came. The door is shut. God have sent me to someone here under the sound of my voice. Boy or girl, man or a woman, great or small, big or small. That the love and the grace of God will not always be there. So when you have it now, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord where he may be found. A lot of us live a careless life over the love and the grace of God. And that's what we do in the life of our loved one. Some of you, like I said this morning to workers, you are married, yet you have made the life of that woman hell. You take her humility for foolishness and weakness. You take that man's simplicity to be a weakling. You make mess of his love and grace that he has made available, because he wants that relationship to work. He chooses not to go to the path that others go. And so you take that to be foolishness. Remember, the young shall grow. The weak will soon become strong. The foolish will soon be wise. Don't take his silence for foolishness. Love is meant to be expressed and appreciated. It's not supposed to be thrown under the bush. If you find someone who is showing you love, don't take it for granted. If you see someone who is giving you what you don't merit, don't say, "Ah, too much. That's why they give me." Oh, he cannot do without me. Death can take you away from him or her. And you'll see that he'll still do without you. Now he can't tire down. God gave you life today. And some people are still on their bed, stretching themselves, not knowing what to do. Yet there is a Sabbath day. Every time I drive on Sunday, I see young boys and girls exercising. They are doing fitness. Christians, if you ask them, what's your name? Matthew, Abraham, Elijah. The one with fire, yet is on the road. But our Muslim brothers will never take their praying time for granted. God is not as weak as you think he is. God is not as foolish as you think he is. Oh, I didn't say God is weak. I didn't say God is foolish. Your action shows that. If you can do things the way you want, that God will always be there. I'm sorry to let you know, God will not always be there for you. Beloved, there is a love that was born out of the blood that was shed. As I capture this image, how Christ was disfigured, because God has to express himself to you, defend you, protect you. It is time for you to express it. That's why on Sunday, days of worship, Sunday, Wednesday, depending on your congregation, your church, agreed day to come. You know you are coming before God. God. Your dressing shows that you are going before someone that is important to you. Maybe some of you have event this evening. You can be sure that after service, you go home and change and dress and make up and make down in preparation for that event, to express how ready and you are prepared for that event. You want to go and visit your male friend? You want to go and visit your female friend? You put on, you go to a point of even shaving. What she will not see, he will not, you will do it all preparing for where you are going, to show how important that person, that meeting is to you. That's what you do to mortal men who will end up betraying you with time. You give them your best. You give God your last. That's what we do. You're coming to church, you wear tattered clothes to move our emotion. But when you are going to that girl, you will go to the extent of borrowing. So who is more important? A girl that is dealing with you, dealing with another. He has options. And the only option you have, which is God, you are joking with him. That's St. Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians. If God is not involved in your life, you are a goner. You are a goner. My boss loved me. He cannot do that. If say, one day you can wake up, you become his worst enemy you want to see. And the God you neglected, you will see for him. St. Paul, put it on screen. 1 Corinthians 15:10, where we just read. Or rather, let's start from verse 8. From verse 8, sorry. 1 Corinthians 15. The love and the grace of God must not be taken for granted. Every time we have an appointment, you will break the time. We are meeting by 9. You come 9:30. The next one, you come 10. You will give excuse. There is traffic. If it's not traffic, it's fuel. If it's not fuel, I just came out, the rain just started. And the person is swallowing it every day. Yet, the same person found his way to the appointment time. The day you least expect it, you will get a response that you never expect. And last of all, he was seen of me also, and of one born out of due time. 9. Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles. Did you see that? The woman that God used to raise you is somebody you are standing now talking to directly. Because you have been settled. From the list of the apostles that are not meet to be called an apostle. That's what he's saying. He said he's not fit because his record is dirty. The record of Peter, you know who he was. He was called Saul. He was a persecutor of Israel. He was a murderer, killer in the kill. And he's not hiding it. One day, instead of God to kill him, God chose him. Huh? Instead of God to kill him, he struck him with light and he became blind. instead of God to take that opportunity and finish him, God saw great evangelists in him. The love of God was expressed in the life of a murderer. Angie, the good news that he remembered.
Yes.
Remembered. There are some of you that can no longer remember how you came to Lagos. You have forgotten the person that gave you the transport. Some took a free ride to come to Lagos. You are not even talking to the person as we speak now. You now have new family and new friends. This one remembered. He said, if you make it by qualification, apostleship, I'm not qualified. Love and grace qualified me. And I eternally live for that. I read in the paper yesterday about a young man in Anambra who is building a church in a village, 300 million. Single-handedly, say everybody took up. Take away from your hand. You know, that state is the state that has the highest billionaire in Nigeria. We are talking about people who recognize the love and the grace of God. It is the absence of that. That's why you struggle. Anything that is done out of love, outside of love, you will struggle over it. Love is an expression. You are giving to someone, you said, and you are counting it. You are taking record. On the 18th of March, I gave him 2,000 naira. On the 19th, precisely, things were so hard for me, I still gave him 34,000. The last month, I sent bag of rice. You are counting what you have done. If God counts your iniquities, he said, none will stand. None. You are keeping record of what you have done to others. Are you also keeping record of what have been done to you by others? Well, match it now. Let's see. Beloved, you are just ordinary. I am just ordinary. God can do without me. God can do without you. Deuteronomy 8, I just read, he said, I am the one that gave you power to make wealth. Therefore, remember. Remember, that's the problem. Some have not even remembered their parents. Why would they even remember any other person? Your father and mother are not good enough again for you to celebrate them. Chebi, I showed you the video of my brother and friend, Elumelu, right? A short video. He went to see his 96-year-old mother. I think someone was videoing it from the entrance. The mother was seated in the living, like a living room. He walked straight, mama, and he just went like this. This is what I was kneeling, and his mother, and a 96-year-old man, put his hand. My son, God bless you. You reap from your labor. Your children will honor you, bless you. Because speaking in tongues, speaking English, speaking their language. Mama will say, wow, wow. Some of you say you don't need it. After all, I bought a private jet. I don't need it. They call it the mother's blessing. That's how he tagged it, the mother's blessing. Irrevocable, irreversible. If you don't remember, you will not be remembered. If you don't remember, you will not be remembered. I'm talking about the love of God. God gave you a job in the midst of so many that have no job. God gave you a gift and a talent in the midst of so many, and decide to give life to your job and to your talent as against others. People that are older than you are coming to you for help. I say people older than you are coming to you for help. A lot of your schoolmate, classmates are gone. Some, they see you, they bow their face because they can't stand the level that you are. And you take that for granted. You don't have time for God. You don't have time for worship. You don't have time to support the work of God, to bless God's work. What a man soweth, with time he will reap. You know one thing about seed? It's not that one seed you drop that come out. It multiplies. Turn together, run over, and come. The least I'm not made to become apostle because I persecuted the church. Therefore, I am what I am by the grace and the mercy of God. Don't play with the love of God. Make hay while the sun shines. Embrace this kindness that is from God. If you're enjoying health, thank God. If you're enjoying favor, thank God. If you work and you are paid, thank God. I've seen people, they work, they demand their pay, the boss take them to court, accuse them, set them up, and they are in prison for what they didn't do. So if your boss is paying for you, thank God. Retain that job through your offering, your seed, your tithe, your first fruit. That's how to retain it. Every time you give for the work of God, you are saying, God, you are my source. That's what it means. You are my source. You are my provider. God is a source. Man is a channel. Oh, I work for it. I impressed him. Come on. It's not about you. And God, remember Noah, according to Genesis 6. It is God as we are. It is God that will touch the heart of someone, male or female, and your matter just pop up. And when they try to scandalize your name, that he will not do what God has said, God will block his ear from hearing the words, and yet increases your presence in his heart. Just like the testimony of our sister Elizabeth took. The person that did it, that's not the first testimony he has had. He has had stronger one. But mercy decided to speak for you. God's love was expressed to you by touching the heart of the person that's involved. As I've always told you, stop running after men. Run after God. Run after God. Pray in the morning, pray in the noontime, pray in the evening. Seek God. Give God your heart. Give him your best. Be committed in God's matter at every time. That's why I told to these folks, these musicians, I know a lot of them. And I can tell you the secret of a lot of them. Voice is one thing. To sing is another thing. Are you aware that some of them, the song they sing, somebody else wrote it. Somebody else sang it. The one who sang is elevated. The one who wrote it is not known. Mystery. Never forget, every man has an altar, has a God that he's bowing to. Your friend, you don't see them in church or near God, are bowing to a God. Nobody survived this earth on a neutral point. Nobody. In warfare, there's no neutral zone. You're either here or there. But one thing about our God is ever abiding. He said, I will be with you to the end of the world. That's the assurance we have. I'm talking about the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that makes the children of a nobody become somebody. God has helped you. God is helping you. How much are you appreciating that love and that help? That's what we are talking about this morning. Every time you go to bed, you are a dead man. You're a dead man. Until you wake up. That's why, you know, I wish your friends can take video of you while you are sleeping. See how beautiful your face look. Some mouth is like there. That's how you'll be from beginning to the end. Some saliva. How you will know when you look at your bed. Sometimes I see my own like that. I see the pillow wet. I say, who wet it? They say, now you wetter. Somebody say, grace. If at that time the person that is with you decide to hold your neck there, will you keep the appointment again? Will you drive the Rolls Royce again? The house you have just built, will you live there again? People have built, another live there. People have bought car, another drove it. But by grace and the mercy of God, by His love, you bought a car, you have driven it, you even want to change another one. And you don't know, you know, people come here, they say they are coming. I have testimony. God did to the, when they finish, they walk back. Jesus said, go to the priest. Show yourself and do what the law requires. Nobody comes to God empty. Will you go to your father? You just came back from abroad. Everybody full. I remember when my sister came from US the first time. I targeted her handbag. That's all I targeted. Because I believe that's where the thing is. I was not concerned about luggage or concerned about anything. That's one I had. Personally, I was enough to leave the airport with that. I'm okay. With great expectation. I won't tell you what happened after that. I won't tell you. So, but what I'm trying to say is that how can you travel home, wherever, whether you are from Lagos and your parents are in Ogun State, and you go to them empty? Empty. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. Our folks that are abroad, don't come back, tell me story. And they pray, and I know the prayer is working. And I know God is doing something. I don't want to hear a story. I don't want to hear. That's the principle. Seed time and harvest time shall not cease as long as the earth exists. Be grateful for the love of your mother, love of your father. I have a friend who is abroad. The parents call almost every day. And I've been privileged to be there one day, pick call. It is, sir, prayer from beginning to end. Prayer from beginning to end. I say you are blessed. There's no how you can succeed. Father will pray, mother will pray. Anytime they call, they don't talk story. They don't say how the place be, how this one. They don't tell my picking. The roof is leaking. This, that. Prayer from morning till they finish. Every time, I've been privileged. That's the love of parents. How can you forget such parents? Even if they have not shown you kindness, you are now born again. You now have the heart of Jesus who died for you while you were yet sinners. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Love must be expressed. The grace of God must not be taken for granted. Galatians 2 and 21, as I round up. Galatians chapter number 2, verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. It is not by agbara, not by effort, that you become who you are. That's why St. Paul said, if you come to a labor, I labor. I'm a lawyer by training. That's what Peter said. Nevertheless, this has nothing to do with the kindness that God has shown to us. Since you were born till now, your heart has been beating. You don't understand how the food you ate last night, how it's broken. How some water are retaining your body, others are passed out. You don't know. You don't understand what health is until you see an innocent child that was born with defect. What sin did he commit? And all that God can get there is complain. You are frustrating the grace of God that is given to you. I pray the Lord bring you to an understanding. In a name that is above every other name.
Amen.
That from today, both man and God, you don't take the love that men have shown you for granted. You don't frustrate the grace of God that speaks over your life on a daily basis. That you learn to give God your best. So he can give you his best. Let's rise on our feet, everybody. All the onions are.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. To experience more, visit us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 8:30 a.m. at Victory Inheritance Ministries, plot 25, block A, Kusela Road, Ikate Elegushi Waterfront, Fort Roundabout, along Konoyo Gas Station, Lekki, Lagos, Nigeria. Or follow us on Facebook at Victory Inheritance Ministries, or you can email us at vimministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you.